diamonds on my teeth, I got a lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. If you try to take it from me, must be out your mind. I need time, lot of sun. Smoky in the air, that's a lot of pine. Pockets running over with the dollar sign.
Welcome to episode 202 of Fourth and John. I am Gail Saunders here with Evan Hollywood Herm and Mr. Prime in the building. You know, we thought the Eagles were done at running back. Maybe, you know, they drafted Kenneth Gainwell in the draft, and boom, Carry Your Own Johnson. That's our nickname. We're going with it. Carry On Johnson is in the nest, and obviously, you know, some people feel a certain way. Why did they do this move? Was it important? I think it's important to stack the deck. And like Nick Sirianni says, he wants competition in the building. That's when he's going to get. This is a move that I was kind of pushing back in October of 2020. So, again, you know, they didn't give him a draft pick. They waited for him to be cut. Obviously, Kerryon Johnson has dealt with injuries in the past, ankle injuries, meniscus injuries. And then he was just basically at the bottom, mid level of the depth chart. It seems like we're picking up lion running backs. We got Huntley, and now we got Kerryon Johnson. Right off the bat, your initial feelings, Mr. Hearn.
Well, Kerryon Johnson, I love the addition of the endless amount of dick joke names that we seem to add onto this team. Anyone with a dick joke name, expect a phone call from Howie at some point in your career. But honestly, I love
it. But anyways,
I shouldn't say love it. First of all, it's one of those situations where I enjoy the fact that we are adding depth. I like depth in the running back position, but it's one of those things that I don't know exactly how to feel. Kerryon Johnson, is he? There's a lot of talk going on around him that like this is exactly what we needed. Blah blah blah. He to me is no more than like a running back three on this team. I love the addition of Kenneth Gainwell. I wanted to see what he was going to bring to the team. I still think we're going to see plenty of Gainwell this year. I just don't really want Kerryon Johnson's touches to get in on him and Miles is all.
Yeah, I'm all with it because of the fact that it's kind of like going down that path that we went back in 2017 when we're starting to get these running backs to make, you know, the backfield a solid thing. You know, I'm also not really like too big on the whole addition of Kerry Johnson because of the fact that he is injury prone and all that stuff. But, you know, it's still an addition. You know, it's a solid piece that can fill in the gap somewhere, you know, because we do have issues with our other running backs. So, you know, I mean, it's all about seeing what, you know, Sirianni puts together that, you know, that's eventually going to help us down the line.
Yeah. But you know, if anyone's listened to me over the last couple, you know, over the year or so, there's been an issue you know, we've had lightning in Miles Sanders, but we haven't really had the thunder.
Yep.
And this kind of signing speaks to thunder a little bit. We brought back Jordan Howard. But at the end of the day, if you look at one of the two top ranked, you know, running backs that were solid in blocking, who are those guys? Jordan Howard and Kerryon Johnson. They both can block. I've told you many times about Corey Clement and Boston Scott as blockers. You know, I mean, Boston Scott, we love. But, you know, is he serviceable as a blocker and reliable as a blocker? That's to be discussed. But, you know, today there's other things we got to discuss. Evan, do you have something with?
Well, I do. I got some breaking news.
Jerk, why'd you take your pants off? My balls was hot. I understand.
Well, before we talk about your balls, right? We just want to shout out Fans Sided. We have partnered with Fansided Network. We'll be on their podcast network. We'll be all in the same areas as you normally see in Fourth and John, but we are on their new podcast network. So there will be some additions to the pod in terms of readings of such of Manscaped.
Get ready. Yeah,
to show you just how that my balls was hot drop really ties into all this. I got breaking news. This is important PSA brought to you by manscaped.com. This is a pubic service announcement. And the news is, this is the news that we've all been waiting for. The Manscaped engineering team has confirmed that they have created the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, which is now available for purchase in the USA and Canada. This trimmer was just released only moments ago, and we are the first to get our hands on it and share the news. Join over 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with exclusive offer for you. 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code FANSIDED20 at manscaped.com.
You know, Evan, I'm going to be honest. I'm one of the first people to try the new 4.0, and I'm kind of blown away by the performance. Craftsmanship details on the 4.0 are crazy next level. Their advanced ceramic blade and skin safe technology is so good that it almost seems as if Manscaped worked with Elon Musk engineers to ensure your testes are safe as possible. You know, back in the day, old school, you know, you take a razor to the nuts, you might cut yourself. But with the Manscaped, they've cut all the, danger out of this. But what makes it different? New multifunctional on and off switch can engage a travel lock, created for people who like to travel. Lawnmower 4.0 gives you the ability to turn that 4000K LED spotlight on and off when needed for a more precise shave. Because who wants to shave your balls in the dark? And looks like it's a sleek with a two-tone matte gloss finish. Even features the hot foil stamp black chrome Manscaped logo. The optimized Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer is waterproof, so you can groom in the shower and not have to worry about a mess on the bathroom floor. What say you, Prime?
The optimized Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer is waterproof, so you can groom in the shower and not have to worry about making a mess in the bathroom floor. All right. Did I mention it's a wireless charging? The Lawnmower 4.0's new wireless charging system uses electromagnetic induction, which can help battery length last longer. If you're still trimming your face with your ball trimmer, it's time to make some changes. All right. Get a 20% off free shipping with the code FANSIDED20 at manscaped.com. No person wants to end up with pubes in their mouth, and your balls will thank you.
and just to really get the point across here, it is 20% off and free shipping with the code FANSIDED20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off free shipping at manscaped.com. Use code FANSIDED20. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped. Wow. Well, I mean, our balls are going to be nice and clean now heading into this 2021 season. Boys, I am looking forward to it. That is how you get the foot in the right direction.
They jiggling, you know, baby.
You know what I'm looking forward to?
What's that?
I'm looking forward to breaking down the RB depth chart, man. Like, sure. Obviously, we at the beginning of the show, we talked about bringing in Kerryon Johnson. We're talking about a guy who, you know, he could add some power. He's the kind of guy that, you know, he'll put his foot in the ground and get north. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So obviously, I feel like adding him into the mix, I'm for it, man. I am for it. I am for it. Let's talk about this group here. Obviously, we're going to start off with Miles Sanders. What Miles Sanders brings to the table, he is Steady Eddie. He has dealt with being banged up over the last couple of years. If you look at, you know, the rushing, yards from scrimmage, he's just behind LeSean McCoy, most yards after 2 years. But obviously, he's a guy that can break runs. He's a guy that can, get into a hole and then take off, man. He can break those long runs. But can he... can his body sustain the beating of a full 17 game season? 17 games now, right?
Yeah.
So you bring in, you know, maybe a Kerryon Johnson to help carry the load. But overall, what are you guys feeling about Miles Sanders at this moment?
I mean, Miles Sanders is one of those guys that I really think that we have just seen glimmers of his true potential. I think that he's obviously popped off. He's had huge runs. He's had the 80-yard runs, the 75-yard runs to the house. So he's obviously got the talent. The one concern there is what you said is, will he be able to stay healthy a full 17 games? Honestly, I think we haven't been utilizing him enough in previous seasons under Doug Peterson. We all know that all of the post-game shows that we had where we talk about how we went away from the run when it was really working well. I mean, he's averaging over 5 yards a carry, 5.3 yards a carry. So he's obviously very productive. He's able to find the hole, and I think he's a great running back. But you know, that just brings me to the point where we need guys for depth. And that's why I like the Gainwell draft pick. But the whole, between Jordan Howard and Kerryon Johnson, I don't think that those guys are too, I mean, I would give the lean to Kerryon Johnson, but for an acquisition that we just had in Jordan Howard, now that starts to not really make that much sense to me.
Yeah, the thing that I'm wondering is, because of the fact that we're now going into a 17-game season, is that reason why they ended up pulling the trigger and, you know, putting in this waiver for Kerryon Johnson? Well, mm-hmm. regardless if that was the case or not, it was a good thing. I'm definitely seeing, you know, the decision being playing a factor, because we all know what Miles Sanders can do, but we also know, you know, the bad things that can happen to him. You know, I mean, the little things that can go ahead and set him back, and just having that solid, you know, backup in Kerryon Johnson and Jordan Howard can, you know, play a big factor again because of the fact that we are now going into the season with 17 games. So, I mean, I really feel like eventually these two guys being in addition is going to go ahead and fill in the gaps. And I know we want to see more out of Miles, but at the same time, we don't want to go put him into a situation where he's going to go ahead and get hurt. So, I mean, we're just going to have to be patient and see how this thing plays out.
Mm-hmm. Looking at his stats, I mean, there's like, you know, you could question, like, there's some times where, you know, there was ball placement issues with, no pun intended, with Carson Wentz. You know, you see some of those screen passes that were off. But like the dip in production, we did have, what, 7 drops from Miles Sanders. He led the group last year. But, you know, the previous year, 50 receptions on 63 targets. Look at 2020, 28 receptions on 52 targets. Mm-hmm. Only 197 yards on the year in 2020,
but still has broken at least 1,000 yards for both all purpose yards, I'm saying.
Yeah,
in both years of his career.
But that's the one thing, part of his game is his ability to catch the ball in space. And, you know, we were expecting, you know, I guess bigger things in 2020, but obviously no one had a solid season in 2020. So we'll chalk that up to everyone having a bad season. But looking at Kerryon Johnson, obviously he was, a lot of people were, you know, cue music. I know everyone's been singing on the timeline.
Carry on my wayward son.
Who's that? Is Kansas? Who sings this?
Yep.
I had to look that up. But Kerryon Johnson.
You guys would know.
I had to look it up.
That's a Guitar Hero original, man.
Hey, I do my research, Ryan. I do my research. Kerryon Johnson, a guy who, again, he's one of those guys who put up, what, you know, in his rookie year, 641 yards. People were thinking he could be the next. And then his body, you know, he started to break down. He had some ankle issues, knee issues. You know, look at his numbers.
It's a sharp decline in his average amount that he was average per carry between his rookie year and the following years.
It's a steady decline in all his numbers. Mm-hmm. But overall, you talk about, you know, the combination of, we barely make 1,000, maybe 1,200 yards with all the backs included in this group. But I, again, like, it's a 1 year deal. I mean, he's coming. It's basically a 1 year deal for him. He can figure out.
He was
buried on the depth chart, and that's what it is. And you're thinking maybe he's he's rested, but he's had meniscus issues in his knee, so he's got a shoulder injury in his past. Overall, I think some of the people on the timeline were kind of like, you know, people were questioning, but I'm like, hey man, it's bring another dude into the stable.
Yeah. And that's exactly what it is. I mean, you just think about how when we had injuries in the past and just like us having to throw Huntley in the game or a guy like Adrian Killens, like this is just another line of defense that prevents us from getting down to the practice squad guys. At least Kerryon Johnson has experience in NFL games. He had high potential when he was coming out and after that rookie year. So like he obviously is a talented player. One of the more talented guys on our in our running back stable, but it's just one of those things that you don't want to. You want to see him as little as possible. I want Miles Sanders to be the head honcho in this group. I want to see as much Miles Sanders as possible. But to be able to change pace with Kerryon Johnson in short yardage situations, hopefully he can pound the ball through.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, for sure, Miles Sanders is our go-to guy, and we definitely want to see more out of him. But I just feel like, you know, with Kerryon Johnson and Jordan Howard, more Kerryon Johnson now because we picked him up the other day. But like, that's an upgrade from what we got. I'm not trying to play none of the guys that we have on our squad out. I really ain't, and really grateful for what they have contributed. But I mean, come on. I mean, I really feel like this guy is, you know, a key piece that is an upgrade from what we've been dealing with for the past couple of years. So, you know, those key plays, third down play, whatever the case may be, that you bring him in, he'll make it happen. That's what we need. You know what I mean? Okay. Give Miles Sanders that break or two so he could go ahead and catch a breather and then come right back in and do his thing.
We don't play the Giants every week, so it's not like Boston Scott is going
it's
to gonna be
make
able to
that
be,
exactly.
You know,
exactly.
I've seen Kerryon Johnson run over some dudes. So in that aspect, I mean, you know, Jordan Howard, even in his Eagles presser, he mentioned that he thought it might be the end of his career. Like the phones weren't ringing. So if you're talking about a player who is having that thought in his head, like this could be my last year, kind of speaks to the vibe that the league is saying what his game is.
It's honestly crazy to think of Jordan Howard as a 26-year-old dude too. I feel like he's been in the league for like 10 years.
Yeah.
And he's only 26.
Yeah, I was honestly surprised to see how old Kerryon Johnson was. You know what I mean?
He's young as well, like 25.
Yeah.
I mean, but this is what the league is. You know, pre-draft, I was talking about getting another guy in here to just work the stable, like in the draft. And obviously we went Kenneth Gainwell. And that is what it is, which is another solid guy we'll get to shortly. But we just spoke on him. Mr. Jordan Howard, you know, Jordan Howard didn't really have the season that he wanted. You know, he got paid a little bit, went down to Miami, caught a little tan, got some sun in Miami.
Didn't he at one point in the season? I feel like he had like more touchdowns than yards, like in the beginning of the season. 30, I know he had
35 attempts, 60 yards, 4 touchdowns.
Yeah, they were all goal line, just pound the ball in.
You know, he's a guy that I still feel like can move the chains on the inside zone, man. He can work it, you know, with a guy like Kelsey blocking him up front and our offensive line when healthy. That's a guy who can get those short yards. Obviously, I saw in the chat, Patrick O'Connor, he says, me or the Eagles tend to stay away from bigger backs over recent years. The expectations being maybe Burkhalter or Blount. I think, you know, Blount.
That's going way back anyway.
Yeah. I mean, Blount, I think he added that element of not surprise, but like we're going to, you know, smash mouth football. And he was elusive as a big back.
And I think Staley was even the bigger body in that whole Buckholter backfield.
Yeah, I agree.
Darren says, we also have no idea how the running backs will be used with an entirely new coaching staff. We really have no idea what the offense is going to look like. But, you know, they talk about the Nyheim Hines role, which could be Kenneth Gainwell.
Yep.
But just looking at Jordan Howard's stats here, I mean, you know, he look at his numbers. Again, like we talk about the decline in Kerryon Johnson's numbers. Look at you know, Jordan Howard. But this is what you do to a running back. You get 5 years out of him and grind him to death. Look at the attempts, man. 252, 276, 250 attempts. And then the numbers have been a slow decline in his career. You can look at receptions. 29, 23, 20. It just, his numbers have gone the wrong direction. So that obviously, again, we spoke on it, that this is why you're bringing a Kerryon Johnson. Hopefully he can stay healthy. Hopefully give you some juice. But if not in a four-headed monster, it's not bad. Like a guy can give you some juice. You've seen him break off some runs, but that's why you bring in a Kerryon Johnson.
Yeah. Yeah.
The other thing too is, like, out of these three running backs, Howard, Johnson, and Sanders, all three of them had the potential, you know, to get serious or break 1,000 yards on the all-purpose category. Like, they're skilled to go ahead and do that. Like, I mean, I've seen a couple of comments where people are mentioning the two back set. You know, shit, we haven't seen that since what, Blount and Ajayi back in that Super Bowl year. I mean, you throw those two guys in there, and that's just the thing. It would be nice to see what, you know, design Sirianni's going to go with, who's the ball going to get handed to, or what the play is going to be. Is it going to be, you know, a dump off? Is it going to be a running play? You know, so I want to be kept, you know, I want to be surprised just as well as, you know, a majority of these fans out here where, you know, they go in there and it's like you see them both in there and like, oh, shit, what's going to come out of this? What are we going to get out of that? That's where I want to, you know, I want that feeling back.
And the one thing that I think is kind of being swept to the side, too, is that it seems like we're not just gearing up with like the types of running backs that Nick Sirianni would go after, but also just like these are good blocking backs as well. For a team that has had as bad an offensive line as we had in years past with injuries and all that going on, to have a running back in the backfield that can help buy your quarterback an extra second or two could definitely go miles for Jalen Hurts.
No pun intended. I know, you know, another guy who's put on some miles in the hearts of Eagle fans across the nation. I feel like Boston Scott has been like a fan favorite. You know, the smaller running backs, you know, Mr. Care Bear out there on the field taking hits, but this pint sized dude, you know, the Darren Sproles role. This guy, Boston Scott, made it like seamlessly. He found a role for himself. You know, but 80 attempts, 374 yards last year, one touchdown. He's the guy that comes out of the backfield, makes those catches, and got the wiggle in space. He has the turtle dance. He will threaten you in space. But looking at as a receiving back, you know, 24 receptions, not 2019, 25 receptions last year. Again, he's a change of pace back, but also gives you just a reliable guy out of the backfield, but not
a reliable guy when we play the Giants.
I've always liked Boston. He's like you said, one of those fan favorite types. He's the Greg Ward of the running back room. Just one of those guys that he came in when we were really, really in a dark spot. And he was able to put on a show. I mean, albeit it was a lot of times it's just versus the Giants, but the dude has had productive games. He's had plays that have really just made you twist your neck and be like, holy shit, was that Boston Scott that just did that? I think about the double spin moves in the middle of the field, stuff like that. He's a Darren Sproles light, a diet version of Darren Sproles. You know, he's not exactly that potential that Darren was, but I think it's a possible option as a running back four on this team.
Yeah, I mean, I remember watching his tape when he was like with New Orleans and watching him as a, you know, like, you know, try to make a name for himself there. And I was like, all right, this dude sparked. And then he's on the Eagles. And then he did show some. Jordan in the comments says Scott equals Sproles 2.0. Yeah. AJ says Miles needs to know where to hit holes better when his O-line stays consistent. Yeah, I mean, overall, I mean, Boston Scott is a guy who, again, I'm not taking anything away from his game. I'm talking about upgrading. Mm-hmm. And when I talk about upgrade, this next guy, drum roll for the rookie, please. No hazing around here. Rookie Kenneth Gainwell out of Memphis. Again, I've stressed that Memphis in the offseason, I was like, man, Memphis is middle round back university. This is where you can get a back who is going to be serviceable. Tony Pollard, Antonio Gibson. Now Kenneth Gainwell is the next running back in the line of Memphis backs who have been doing their thing quietly. A guy who, you know, had a solid breakout year last year, 14 games, 231 attempts. You talk about guy who could tote the rock, 1,459 yards, 6.3 yards per carry, 13 touchdowns. Look at him in space. 51 receptions, 610 yards, 3 touchdowns there. A guy that, hey man, he's a reliable dude. You know, his frame, he might not be the biggest back, but he's going to give you some juice and space, and he also can block.
Yeah. I really think he was one of the steals of the Eagles draft, being able to get him in the fifth round. I know that I think it was one of those running backs. The Eagles, I think, were eyeing getting a running back in this draft. And this was one of those guys that in the position that he was at in the fifth round that you just couldn't possibly pass on him. And since he isn't exactly that big body that we were seeking, that's why I think we bring in a guy like a Kerryon Johnson or a Jordan Howard just to have that big body back. But as far as Gainwell, man, I'm excited to see him. You just look at his production that he had at Memphis. He was averaging 6.3 yards an attempt running the ball. He was averaging over a first down every time he caught the ball. That's impressive. He's a guy that you can use two ways. So and he's a good blocker. So I really like the acquisition of him. I just hope that we can extend his life longer than a lot of the other guys that we have on the running back depth chart.
I mean, your biggest thing that you forgot about here is he is Mr. Fletcher Cox's cousin.
Correct. Correct.
Correct.
Yes.
It's cousin Cox. Prime.
Mel, I mean, I remember catching, tuning back in at the draft when he got picked, and I was listening to Mel Kiper talk about the kid and how it was a steal that we ended up grabbing him. And the key statement that he made was how it was a steal, but it was all about infusing the youth into this organization again. And seeing this guy, how young, and you know the videos that they were showing, how well he moves. I'm like, okay. I mean, look, I'm seeing some of these comments about Byron Scott being our number four. Hey, look, these guys need to watch out because this dude, he's ready. He's hungry, and he might be our number four guy, and it could go that way.
Todd says, you guys think it's a possibility that we keep five backs this year?
No.
I think, I think it's the cream rises to the top, and I feel like you got to figure out who your core dudes are. I mean, maybe four. I mean, the other guy, we're going to talk about him shortly, Huntley. I mean, he gives you some special teams vibes or whatever, but yeah. You know, like you got to bring in that competition, man. Even though it's, you know, cliche that, you know, but I feel like, Gainwell is that Nyheim Hines type.
Yeah.
You know, you can use him as a satellite back, move him around, put him in space.
And I think that we honestly have enough good running backs in this stable that we could move forward with four instead of having like a safe option with five. Ultimately, whoever we end up putting on the practice squad, it's very possible that they could get scooped up. But that's the risk that you run, quite frankly, because if we put that guy on the practice squad, that we believe that the four that are above him on the depth chart were made the team over him and deserved it. So if one of these guys ends up getting scooped off the practice squad, it is what it is. I want the four best running backs possible.
AJ says no need for five now. Jordan says I see at least four. AJ says four. Wide receivers will make up for a lot. But again, you know, a guy like Kenneth Gainwell, you can move him out in space if you wanted. That's the interesting part. I mean, and when you talk about the Eagles running back depth chart, here's where it gets interesting. Because these are guys that you say just guys. What do they call them? Jags, just guys. Moving forward. I don't want to. Anytime you can get on NFL roster, it's amazing for anyone's career. It's a big accomplishment. But five attempts, 19 yards. You really, you know, you got a little bit out of him in space last year. What was like one catch? We're thinking about a change of pace type of player. last year. You know, he only had one reception, two targets. We're talking about a guy that can play special teams. Obviously, nothing exciting. This is not even Old Navy. This is pretty much thrift shop.
Not Big really Lots. Much, not Big much lots. Jason Huntley.
This is Kohl's. Maybe Kohl's? Not even Kohl's. This
it's
is Gap.
It's the Gap.
What's the name
family,
of that?
Family Dollar?
It could be Family Dollar.
Family Dollar.
I'm trying to think. I'll move it on. I mean, but Jason Huntley, is just the guy for you guys?
He's just the guy, man. I mean, he's one of the back end guys. I mean, we're having this argument over who could potentially be the running back for. He doesn't fit in that fold for me. I think he'll be gone by the end of training camp.
That's his Goodwill. Jason
Goodwill.
AJ says Costco.
Costco
brand. Shout out to Mucci in the building. He says turn Jordan Howard into a fullback.
That's interesting.
That's a rare fullback is a rare breed in the NFL, man. Like, you know, at the end of the day, I think Jordan Howard can give you some tough reps. He's a tough mutter. But you know, I don't know how the tread on his tires. He might be like like one of those big muscle trucks with like 200,000 miles on it. Like, you know, it's got some strength in it, but it could break down at any given moment. Shout out to him. When he got signed, he had the Iverson jacket, which I've been looking for online. It's like $700. All these Eagle fans, once he got signed, like, oh, I want that jacket that he had. I want that jacket. But moving forward, we have the worst haircut in the history of Eagles players.
Check
out the hair. Come on, man. Adrian, you're going to look back at this when you're like 30. You're like, you know what? I'm not sure if I should have went with the blonde dreads here. But negative 12 yards. We all remember that play. I think Adrian Killens, man, dude is fast as lightning. I think he's
He runs in the wrong direction, though.
I think
he runs away from the play.
I think in terms of a guy who's fast,
you're running
lightning,
to the wrong end zone,
jitterbug. He's that dude. If you look at some of his footage from, I believe it was UCF, it's just a bunch of lightning runs, like him taking off, no one can catch him. I think he's got high 4.2 speed. But again, just the guy for now. Yeah. He's still on the roster, but hey, just the guy.
Just the guy.
AJ says, I am confused as to how his hair is growing there.
Yeah, I see like 3-4 different directions.
Is that a ponytail?
I see the roots coming in too.
I see somewhat of a tail and back there somewhere.
But it's not as bad as the, can we agree it's not as bad as the Antonio Brown blonde mustache?
That's probably the worst. This guy, come on, man. Out of profiles, this is not swag here. This is, I don't know what this is. Let's see. What would more have to, time to bust through the seams again, run the ball, Nikki. Okay. Nikki Sirianni. Sloppy Joe, Sloppy Show, he said, late to the party, but did Sirianni use a fullback in Indy? If so, make him a lot of. There's the annual Melata as a running back comment. Melata, no disrespect. I mean, that's your left tackle.
Yeah, I'm not maybe like before he popped off as a guy who could be a legit left tackle in this league, I would say, well, you know, we don't know how else to use him. Let's just throw him in a fullback for a couple plays. I'd be about that. But now that he's established himself as a legit left tackle, I'm not doing that shit.
I need Andre Dillard and Jordan Mulata to, like, if they had like, remember Bloodsport back in the day, my movie, Kumite, you know, put them in the middle of the floor and have them fight it out. Who takes it? I'm going Mulata.
I'm going Mulata too, man. Like, as for a guy that we got as a seventh round value going up against a first round left tackle prospect, like, it's kind of crazy just that it's even a controversy. And I honestly would give, from what I've seen so far, I would lean towards Mulata. He's shown me more than Dillard has to this point.
Darren says Mulata all the way. I think Mulata would pull out the trusty knife from down under, maybe a Crocodile Dundee style.
Yeah.
Knife. Dude. This is a knife.
Two Yokozunas.
Yeah, whatever that means. Moving forward to our last guy, doesn't even have stats, bro. Elijah Holyfield, you know, Evander Holyfield's son.
You think they were just being nice to Evander? That's all. I mean, like,
this guy's got some. He's got some. I'm not gonna say he's superpower, but he's got some power.
Two ears.
I was gonna say he does have two full ears, man. No,
that's pretty cool.
It's time to give up the number too. So you know, you give the number to somebody's going to use.
Nothing's bitten. It's funny because back in the day, I was pitching a show, and it was like some sports agency. And I walk in, and there all these suits are there, and then so one dude, and he's like, "Yeah, we have Evander Holyfield's son here." And I'm just like, "What the hell are you doing here?" It was just like a random, but this is another son of Evander Holyfield. Again, you know, some people were high on him out of Georgia. Yeah, I believe he ran like in the high 4.7s, and everyone was like, "Oh no," as a running back. But he still made it. He's on what, year two now on NFL roster. Obviously, just a guy. Just
you
a guy.
Cut me, I'm gonna call my dad.
I bet you could box though.
Probably.
You know,
yeah, he's definitely got some athleticism in his genes, but apparently it doesn't translate to the football field.
Wow, I mean, this guy.
Yeah. Well, is that really a shot? He's got no stats. He couldn't see the field when our running backs were god awful.
Shots fired.
Stats are fired. Yeah. Definitely. You know, overall, just thinking about the running back group. You know, I think Miles Sanders. Can we all agree that he has not been utilized as to his full extent?
100%. Absolutely. Yep.
I mean, there's this theory around here by an ESPN fantasy. I'm not going to even say his name. Did you see his tweet the other day? No. The signing of Kerryon Johnson is just another nail in the coffin.
Oh, I did see that.
For Miles Sanders.
Yeah, that's pretty stupid. Not going to lie.
He's another Roto-World alum. You know,
Miles Sanders to me is and should be to everybody the clear cut number one running back on this roster. It shouldn't even be a question.
Yeah, definitely should never even be compared there.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like Kerryon Johnson's just going to give you an element of, you know, some a change of pace, a little north and south. Miles Sanders is going to give you that lightning in a bottle. I think he's going to bring the juice. He's definitely got the juice, man. Again, we were at that Buffalo game when that energy that he brought with that one run, you're just like, why can't we get any more of those runs?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, in that,
but he does pop off though. You can't say that like just because we were there for that one.
No, but
like,
I'm just saying, why don't they give him more opportunities to give us those runs?
Yeah.
You know, like
the
Saints game where he,
it was like 82 yards. Yeah.
He had the most, what, four runs of over 75 yards or more last year?
Yeah, yeah.
So, again, we did mention the 17-game seasons. Is the 17 games were you guys?
I mean, it's one of those things that, like, it's kind of just in the back of my mind. It's not like I'm actively sitting here worried about it, but it's another factor that I am throwing into the mix just because I know how our medical staff is and how durable our team is. So adding another game in there, especially if we're in like in a playoff crunch situation where we're playing all of our starters, which I anticipate happening all the way through week 17 or week 18. It concerns me a little, but
Evan's like throwing shots at Evan, Mr. Holyfield. He's throwing shots at the medical staff. Anyone else you want to?
Like, I'm the only one. Doug Peterson, glad you're out of town, pal. You too, Carson. Get the fuck out of here.
Todd,
I'm done with you. I'm done with you.
Todd's over here saying because Doug didn't run the effing ball.
I got okay. If I'm gonna continue my hate speech right
keep
now,
going.
I just,
keep going, bro.
So glad that I don't have to put up with the Carson Wentz holding up the dead animals pictures anymore. I was really getting sick of that shit, man. So now that my the pictures and videos that are being released is of my quarterback working with the wide receivers instead of shooting an innocent deer in the face, yeah, I'm happy.
I'm gonna keep sending them to you just to be spiteful, all right?
Bro, I mean some people say, hey, Ben, that's the game of hunting, I guess.
Yeah.
But Evan's over here like,
Don't care. Don't care. Don't care. Still don't care. I don't care. I don't. I don't care. I don't care.
Deadass, that was me every single time on Instagram after Carson throws up a duck in a fucking game and then he ends up shooting his ducks afterwards, and that's what they're that's what he's posting. Don't care. Don't care, Carson. Have that accuracy on the field. Don't care.
Wow, bro. Like, I mean, come on, man.
He's on fire.
My balls was hot. Sorry.
Anything else you want?
Derek, why'd you take your pants off?
My balls was hot. I understand.
Darren says, damn, Evan, you really need to work on expressing yourself. Get the sense that you bottle everything inside.
I'm Irish. That's what happens. Bottle all of our emotions in, and then one day
It is.
Sloppy Joe's Sloppy Show says, how many teams are actually successful now with one bell cow back, not named Derrick Henry, McCaffrey, or Kamara? Need solid depth and decent rotation. This is something I talked about in the offseason when I mentioned about drafting a running back. I mean, getting Gainwell in the fifth was good value. I know he opted out in 2020 as well, but I feel like you look at the Chiefs. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, they had a Le'Veon Bell. You look at the Browns, you look at Nick Chubb, you look at who else they have? I can't think of his name. Had the altercation. You know what I'm talking about.
I was actually looking at the comment section.
Sorry. It was with the Chiefs. With the Chiefs. I can't think of his
Kareem
name.
Kareem Hunt?
Kareem Hunt went to Kareem the Hunt. Browns?
Yes. We just mentioned the New Orleans Saints. You look at Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They've all have a well grouped running back depth chart. You know, guys mm-hmm. from one to three that can give you some reps. I know McCaffrey got a new bandmate, my other guy, Chuba Hubbard.
Yep.
So he's going to be a nice little piece that they added there. But that's what it is, man. I think you got to have a nice rotation. Do I look at our running back group and say, this is it? Like, I still have questions. You know, I still have questions about how long can Howard play, how serviceable Kerryon can be. Is he going to break down?
Does Gainwell not excite you?
Gainwell, yes. I'm very excited on Gainwell.
Well, that's why I'm the way I'm thinking is, like, I'm expecting exciting things out of Miles. I'm excited for Gainwell, and that's my 1-2 punch right there. And if we're talking about, are we going to see exquisite production from our RB3 or 4, it is what it is, my guy.
So you already so you're putting Gainwell in the number 2 spot, huh?
I would personally. That's why
I
would have him. I mean, if you look at the trend of running backs, and we brought in these older guys that are on the downtrend of their career, I mean, this guy hasn't had any NFL experience yet. We haven't beaten the brakes off of him. And did he not take the 2020 season off? So I think he's sitting there with some fresh legs. So
I think, who is it? Mr. Luke Stansfield with his getting ratioed on the timeline. Recently, talking about our backfield is the best backfield, more talented than the running backs that were on the Super Bowl run, and Blunt, J.J., and Corey Clement. Would you guys a little preemptive strike there?
I think he got into my stash a little bit, if I'm being honest.
Yeah. it's a wait and see right now. I mean, on paper,
it's definitely the waiting game. We definitely got to play the waiting game on that one, you know. But the rotation, again, you touched upon it. The key thing here is rotation, getting the right guys to come in here and give a good rotation. I don't give a shit about having this starting that main running back. I mean, get out of here, man. This shit ain't working for New York. It ain't working for fucking Dallas. All right, like, you need that help. You need that rotation. And, you know, I think the guys are going to be good, you know, with the core that we're bringing in here. So we're going to be all right.
Sloppy Joe, Sloppy Show says, what a name for a halfback to Gainwell. Mm-hmm. And then Todd says, you know, respect my Irish brotherhood, Hollywood.
Yes, sir. Us Irish guys stick together. Potato famine and all.
No, I'm gonna stop. I'm just gonna. Yeah, I'm gonna stop.
You're about to say some wild shit.
I don't know. I just you know, I'm trying to riff here, but I'm not gonna riff in that direction. But before we get out of here, any last words from you, Evan?
Yeah, Get rid of your fuzzy balls, people. Check out Manscaped. Use promo code FANSIDED20 at manscaped.com. Get your balls trimmed. We got summer coming up, bro. You want to be nice and clean for the summer season.
Oh, say less.
Uh-huh. Prime.
I don't know. I don't even know how to follow up with that. Just stay safe. You know what I mean? Keep them going, fellas. You know what I mean?
AJ says ladies love the well-kept balls.
See, that's a whole topic for another show. Cause you know, like this whole Manscaped, people, you know, back in the day, you're like, really, you're doing that? But yeah. this is the new age, I guess.
It's today's world, man. You know what I mean? Cut y'all shit out. Stop bullshitting. All right. Yeah. You get your shit prepped, ready. Trust me, the ladies will love it.
Yeah. Wait, you guys like back in the 80s just walk around with like a full shrubbery on the front of you? Like
all the dudes that are looking like a caveman and they got musty nuts, they're sitting over here like,
don't care, don't care. Don't care. Still don't care. I don't care. I don't. I don't care. I don't care.
Hey,
no more just sticking it through the hole in your boxes.
Hey, you should care. AJ gave you the approval. So I think AJ gave the approval. She said, "Ladies love it." Okay. Wow, this is just went off the rails. But I don't care. I don't care. I still don't care. I'm just gonna say that Ron Jeremy was pretty wild back in the day. Yeah.
Ron Jeremy was the man.
But yeah, I'm just gonna keep it positive. I think that the Eagles have enough guys. We got the Wu-Tang of running backs right now. We're gonna figure out who is the Method Man and the Inspector Deck and the Raekwon of this group. But for me and the guys, we'll see you guys in the next one. And as always, fly, Eagles, fly.